Live with Manny MUA.
Laura Lee.
What is up? Happy holidays.
Oh my gosh, it's Thanksgiving week.
Happy holidays, really.
Happy holidays. You guys, if I sound stuffy and a little crazy.
Your allergies are acting up.
They're back.
They are back. And it's so funny because, like, Laura, your allergies have not been bad recently.
No.
And today I went over because we did a live on TikTok with Elf, and it was so funny. Laura's like, they got me today. The allergies have got me together today, and I'm doomed. Just so you
I really
are well,
am
well
doomed
aware.
Today. I'm doomed. This is full medicine. And
oh,
like,
this is with the Flonase.
The Zizol.
Zizol.
It's like one of everything. And then this is the best it gets. But some, and then I'll wake up and not have any allergies for another week. It's weird.
It doesn't make sense.
It's weird. I think it's whatever's in the air, something like I'm allergic
to.
You got
bit by an allergy bug.
I got the allergy bug.
Imagine there was an
actual
bug that gives you allergies.
I would swat it away very quickly.
Yeah. You have the little electric swatters.
So if I sound nasally, trust me. I don't want to be. And I was like, tomorrow, I don't have to film anything. I'm not going to have any allergies.
And you'll have nothing.
Ugh.
But, I mean, it's not a big deal. It's, yeah. It's like, you'll be just fine. And you sound beautiful like you always
oh,
do.
Oh, thank you.
You know? I'm like, you just sound just as nasally as normal.
You sound, your voice is.
A songbird.
Your voice is going to piss off our viewers just like it always does.
So don't you worry. You guys, today we're going to do a rapid fire. That's what today's episode is going to be. We're going to do a little bit of a shorter episode just because it's like, it is the holidays. I'm actually driving down to San Diego tonight.
You're going to be tired.
Part of my pit. To be honest. It's just going to be a very, very intense week that I have going on. And let's just go right into Peaks and Pits because I want to go in. Tonight am driving to San Diego. Tomorrow morning at 8 in the morning, flying out to San Jose for a funeral service with my family.
I'm so sad, so sad.
And that's like a Wednesday, right? On a Wednesday. Flying there, come back the same night, next day, Thanksgiving, at my mom's house. So we are in and out in San Jose in one day, doing all Thanksgiving Thursday. And it's just an absolute
The thing is for
cluster.
Me, I don't even understand how your mom's going to pull this off. Because she's hosting everyone at her house, all this family at her house for Thanksgiving. But she's going to be gone flying
the day before.
Mm-hmm. Like, how is she actually going to pull this off? I feel so bad for her.
And the gag is that tomorrow, when we're all flying out of San Jose, it's my dad's birthday.
Oh!
Like, how is this, like, the fact that we're going to a service out there on my dad's actual birthday the day before Thanksgiving, it's
a lot.
It's sending me into a place that's very dark.
Yeah.
Internally.
Yeah.
Mentally, I'm not well.
It's not gonna be good.
So that's currently where my pit is because it's just like so much. And I just feel like so overwhelmed, so much stuff to get done. I'm actually, part of my pit is that I've been breaking out a lot recently because of stress.
Stress will get you.
In the holidays. And I've been breaking out so much. I have this pimple right here. I covered it with foundation. Hopefully you guys can't tell. But I've just been breaking out a lot more recently than usual. And I'm like, I know it's because I'm more stressed than usual. Holidays will bring out the stress in me.
Wow.
So that's my pit.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You're telling me, honey, we actually have a very chill Thanksgiving. We always do because I don't have much family. And then the family I do have, I only have like one person here, or Tyler, of course, but one person that comes, and you, of course. But Aaron's and her man's is going to come spend Thanksgiving with us. And I'm so excited. And we'll probably have a couple friends over that night just to all hang out and chill.
What friends? What friends are coming over?
Just the Marcellini. Maybe Val and some people. Oh, listen, you'd be invited, but you're gone.
So you're having friends over on Thanksgiving.
I'm in trouble, guys.
I didn't know that till right now.
He did it. I had to hit him with it on camera so he couldn't act up.
I'm act up. The camera ain't gonna protect neither of y'all.
Yeah, that's true.
And it's
true.
Not even Laura who's in trouble. It's Tyler too. It's both of them.
That
in
is
trouble.
True. As we should be. Yeah. As we
no,
should
honestly,
be.
No, honestly, I would. If I stayed, I would definitely come over. 100%.
Of course. Are you kidding me?
But I'm going down to SDC all the fam for the hall.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Which is that your peak or pit?
That'll see that my peak will be that I actually am going to be able to spend it with my family at my mom's place, you know, and getting to have everyone come over to my mom's place, which would be nice because usually a lot of times in Thanksgiving, we will split like half time on my dad's side of the family, half time on my mom's side of the family, just so we can all kind of go see our grandparents.
Are both sides coming to your mom?
Or just your mom's side? So I think just my mom's side, because my dad's side is going to actually be staying in San Jose.
Guys are going to see them anyway.
So we're going to be seeing them regardless, but we're going to have
so
a
you
mom's
guys are
going
to get
up.
To spend the whole Thanksgiving day at your mom's house.
Yes.
Oh, that's lovely.
Which is lovely. That's I'm actually lovely. Really excited about that. And like, I'm excited to see like my mom's place because she's gotten goats since last time I saw
so
her.
So fun.
She's gotten, you know, she has her chickens. She has
very
like
cute.
She has more wildlife happening at her house now.
Wow.
So I'm excited to see like what's going on.
She has
intrigued.
A farm.
She has a literal farm going on. So I'm like, what the hell's going on here on this day? My mom and my dad.
So, wow.
It'll be nice to see. And my brothers, of course. It'll be just nice to see everyone.
Well, that's lovely.
What's your pit, by the way?
My pit, it's just a story time. It wasn't even anything that affected me in any way. Like, really. Like, it's just like something that happened and I'm just like, whatever.
Well, let's go in on
story
this bitch.
Let's just go in. So, listen. We made reservations at this restaurant called Mother Wolf, and it's like a very exclusive restaurant in LA. It's like super packed out and you can't get a reservation. Like all the reservations, they open up to the public. They get booked out completely. So what you have to do is sign up. You also have to pay.
Pay for what?
The reservation. Like if you don't show up, they'll charge you. You have to put your credit card down. Like it's like very intense. I will say there are a lot of restaurants like this in Los Angeles area. Like, you know, there's Nobu and like, I don't know. There's a lot of like really high sought after restaurants here. So they have to have strict policies and everybody's got to have a reservation and they only open up a certain amount, you know? Mm-hmm. So Teller got us reservations because there was a cancellation and that's how you got to do it.
Got it.
So we were able to get in, and they don't open the doors of the restaurant until 5 p.m. Our reservation was at 5 p.m. So we got there at 4:58. There was a long line, but it was just people that had reservations for 5 waiting to get in. That's all that the line was. So we waited 2 minutes, and they opened the door. And the host is so lovely. She's checking everyone in and like, okay, got your reservations. You know, we're waiting in line. And it wasn't the woman in front of us. It was the woman in front of the couple and us. So we're close. You know, there's only two people standing in front of us between this woman who's standing in line by herself. And she goes up to the counter. She is an older woman. And she's like, I don't have a reservation, but yeah, I want to be seated.
I've been waiting.
And I'm like, first of all,
you're bold.
You didn't wait more than 3 minutes because the doors opened. And then I saw you get in line and like, you know, like we didn't wait that long. We waited around 2 or 3 minutes. So. Anyway, so she's like, I want to sit. And so I was like, interesting. I wonder how this is going to go because I don't know if they do walk-ins. A lot of restaurants in LA don't. That's common here. I know in Alabama, it was like, I don't think I ever made a reservation ever. Living in Alabama, I don't think I ever made a reservation. In LA, you have to. I would say like 80% of the time you got to have a reservation. So she's like, you know what? I have all these guests at reservations to check in. After I'm finished checking them in, I will see if we can get you seated. The lady literally blacks out and loses her shit. She was already on the defense. I could tell, like, she already knew that she was going to have to up the ante to get a table. So I could see it. Cause she was already coming at her at 100 out of 10, you know, from the jump because she knew she was going to have to fight her way in. And I'm like, why the fuck do you want to go to a restaurant and fight your way in? Like, why?
And act a fool.
Like, why do you want to do
not
that?
Get your food
go
spit in.
Somewhere else. If
it was me, I'd make this.
If I knew I was going to have to go to a restaurant and act like that to get in, no, thank you.
Don't go.
There are 10 million restaurants in this city. Don't go. So anyways, she starts literally screaming and going crazy. Like
on the hostess.
Yeah, on the hostess. Oh, I'm talking about hands are being thrown. Like she is screaming. Like everybody cannot look at anything but her because she's acting crazy. And so she literally, the hostess just goes, I'm going to get the manager. And in my head, I go, you're smart. That's exactly genius. What I probably would have done after I cussed her out. I'm just kidding. But anyway, she's like, I'm going to get the manager. I was like, there you go. Because it's like, bitch, I just work here. These are the rules.
Babe, I'm getting paid my minimum wage.
And so her fight was that she waited in line for a table. But I was like, it kind of wasn't necessarily a line you were waiting in. We were just all like bundled. Like we were all huddled outside for just the door to open.
Right. You also don't have a reservation.
Yeah, you also don't have a reservation. So she was like, I will not wait here more than 2 minutes. And she kept putting her hand up. I will not stand here more than 2 minutes and you will seat me. That's what I would have said. I would have been like, then get the fuck out.
That's why we can't be in that position. Because I would be like, then get the fuck out of here then, literally. You dumb bitch. Did I take it too far?
Manny.
I'll be fired.
It's best that we don't host.
It's best I'm not hosting anymore. I did back in the day, but not anymore.
It's like, I get it can be annoying with these restaurants and their strict policies, but what are they supposed to do when they have a line, you know, and like
everyone has a reservation.
It's an overpopulated city.
It's not a walk-in place.
And when things get too hyped up, they have to put structure behind them, such as like reservations. That's just what it is.
That's just the reality.
So everybody has, you know, they get
some. Maybe she wasn't from here.
I don't know, but it doesn't matter
maybe
what it is.
The
way she.
Maybe she's from Orange County.
The OC is like, we have a place for one of you. The Karen.
The Karens of the Orange County.
She was full Karen. I mean, it was the fact that she went in screaming, screaming at the hostess. I was like, you're disgusting. But anyways, when I got up to the hostess counter, I was literally like, I just want to say, one, I have a reservation, but two, I'm so sorry that you had to deal with that and how she treated you. Because sometimes, like, I know she can't say anything, we're going to this nice restaurant, but it's nice sometimes, I think, for them to be like, hey, you're seen, you're heard. Like, I see how you're being treated.
That was trauma.
And, like, I'm a customer, too, and I think it's fucking disgusting.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't have to deal with that. Like, sometimes it's nice for them to be like, acknowledge, like, what they're dealing with. Because even the managers are trying to be professional, you know, trying to deal with it too. It's like they're all dealing with this crazy person and being like degraded whenever you're a fucking hostess. Like,
Like, what are you supposed to do, man?
You see people, man. So anyways, I was like, I think it's disgusting. She was like, thank you so much.
She's like.
Yeah. She was trying to be like really like quiet about it. Coy, but she was like, thank you so much. I said to her, I couldn't do this job. So good for you that you're able to do this because I couldn't handle that right there. And I pointed at the lady.
Like, I would have went in on this bitch.
Yeah, I would have started throwing menus.
Mm-hmm.
They would have got me out of there.
War.
They would have got me out of there quick. But anyways, I told her that. And anyways, we had a lovely dinner. I don't know what ever happened to the lady because the restaurant was so big. And mm-hmm. I was like, did they seat her? Did they not seat her? I would like for them not to seat her. You know?
Like, I hope that they didn't seat her.
It was very interesting, like, too, because she was there by herself.
If you throw a tantrum like that, I hope you don't get your way. Mm-hmm. Like, that's my biggest thing. I was like, I hope and pray that they did not cave to this lady's tantrum and her screaming at these people to get her way. Like, I'm really hoping that they didn't cave.
Right.
And just like get her out of there. Like, if you act a fool, you're acting crazy in public indecency at this point. Get the freak out of here.
Well, my thing is, like, listen, there are a lot of things to go berserk over. An upscale restaurant in LA is just not an excuse for that behavior. Like,
not the one.
An upscale restaurant in LA is never a mandatory thing that you need.
No.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, this isn't her fighting over water and air. It's overeating at a bougie popular restaurant in LA.
That you don't have reservations
for. That you don't have a reservation for. So it's kind of like, I really have no
mercy.
Choose
your battles,
Diva. Yeah. Like, I have no mercy for that. For that. If you're a woman fighting like that for a tampon.
Of course.
I got you. To eat at this upscale restaurant, get out of here.
Choose your battles, man.
Choose your battles. You know,
that's a fight that she's having. Imagine what she's fighting over.
What's,
in her real life.
What's crazier is that they didn't tell her no. They said, let me seat these people real quick, and then we'll figure it out, work it out.
We'll handle it.
We'll get it. They did not tell her, we're not going to seat you. They didn't tell her you have to have a reservation or you can't come in here. They were just like, could you step aside for 1 second? Let me get the people who have a reservation. And basically what's left, what tables are open, like, I could possibly get you in.
Yeah.
So she was basically like, let me work it out real quick.
Because that's good customer service right there.
Yeah. So I was.
So they were they were even trying, and she was being a bitch, and they were still trying.
It's always just interesting to see it sometimes.
Oh yeah.
Listen, store and places have pissed me off before too, like how they act. Like, not everybody's innocent that works as an employee. You
of
know
course.
What I mean? Like, stores and their crazy stuff, but it's like acting like that is just always uncalled for.
And the thing is, not the customer's not always right either.
No.
So like this whole
honestly,
that whole saying was like seldomly wrong.
Yeah. So they're
seldomly
the
right.
More normally just bitching. About policies.
Yeah, no, the whole customer is always right thing is absolutely.
It's
bullshit.
Typically people who haven't regularly been told no. So.
Exactly. Mm. Like, they're just not used to that kind of, any kind of defiance.
Yes.
I'm like, girl, shut up.
Yeah, shut up.
Like, shut the
girl,
fuck up.
If Daniel wasn't up.
It would have been.
We would have had to go home.
It would have been a shit show.
It would have been a shit show.
It was actually Daniel the one that was. It was Daniel was the woman.
Daniel would have been the woman. Daniel would have been teaming up with the woman.
Daniel would have been like, let's get seated together. We'll eat together.
She was there by herself, which was so interesting. I'm like, why don't you just go to the bar and order food?
Or why don't you just go to like Chick-fil-A?
Literally, honestly.
Like, instead of battle like that, like, girl, just go through a drive-thru.
I would rather go through a drive-thru, honestly.
Babe,
give me a sweet tea. I'm a casual girl.
I'm chilling.
I'm chilling.
Me too.
It wasn't even a pit on my part. Like, it didn't affect me. It was just like, I was just like, dang, this is crazy.
Bitches be acting crazy.
Bitches be acting crazy.
In Los Angeles, they be acting
crazy. Girl, they act up. They act up everywhere. Let's be very honest here. Let's be very honest here.
They really do. And the thing is, like, I swear a lot of people in Southern California, they be acting a mess.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said Orange County, because you just hear so many horror stories of Orange County.
Yeah.
Of like these like rich, older
entitled Aaron's. Erin worked in a very rich area over the summer in LA. Mm-hmm. And she said that the worst customers were like the rich moms. She's like, they wouldn't always do something specifically to me. She says, this demeanor they carry when they speak to you.
Degrading.
Yes. She's like, they speak to you like you're beneath them because you're behind a counter. And
like,
she was like,
fuck?
It's so common. She worked in the Palisades.
Rich.
Yeah. So she was like, that's really what it is, you know, and you get sick of dealing with one right after the other, you know?
Oh, I would be like, get me the hell out of here now.
Yeah. But she did tell me, which is interesting. So, you know, whenever they flip the screen around,
mm-hmm.
She's one of those people. Erin is one of those people that everybody hates where they just ring you up and they want a tip for it. Mm-hmm. Okay, so Erin's one of those people. And Erin, here's some tea behind the scenes. She said she makes majority of her money through that. And she said she makes like a lot.
No.
A lot through the tip screen. Yeah. And so she said, she told me young people pay the most.
No.
Young people tip the most. Mm-hmm. And she said, if you get an adult that's like 60, 70, she said, no tip. But she said, not only will those people typically not leave a tip, they'll give you like actual shit for asking for one.
No.
So she said she typically doesn't even turn the screen around on older people because they will like go off about it. And young people never say anything. And honestly said most of the time they tip.
But I also feel like tipping culture has gone out of hand a little bit.
It has. No.
It's got a 100%, little crazy.
100%. You are not wrong.
You know?
There's literally the most viral TikToks made by young people
that are like
about the tipping culture and how like absolutely wild.
Ridiculous. Yeah. But the thing is, it's sad because it's like they have to resort to tipping because of like the wage not being fair enough or good enough to be livable. So it's like it's a sad thing. But the thing is, like, not everyone has enough money to keep just tipping randomly for random things.
You shouldn't take it out on the employee because they're signed up for a job that's not paying them typically a fair enough wage to make a living. So they're having to ask you for money because the job is not paying them.
Yeah.
Take it out on the store that you're in,
not the
corporation, because they're robbing these employees and they're getting away with it through the tipping system. So I just think it's totally messed up. But anyways, I was really shocked to hear that. I would have thought older people, more adults, would tip more. Because they're more structured, they have more money, and it's the like boomery people that point their finger and call Gen Z lazy and call millennials. No one wants to work or do anything while they're there working. Mm-hmm. They can't make enough money because the businesses don't pay them, and they ask for some chump change from you. Mm-hmm. And then they catch hands. So it's like kind of like, what do you want?
Well, it's the millennial or not millennial. It's like the boomer people thinking like, oh, the fact that. Like, you're doing this regular ass job and you're asking for a tip is crazy. Like, that's why they're saying it.
It's like, look at the cost of living in 2023 versus when your bitches. Yes, versus when your ass was working. Look at how much it costs to survive now.
The inflation?
You wonder why they're asking for a tip. And I get it. Tipping culture has gotten out of hand, but really put that into some perspective and, like, not take it out on the employee, take it out on the business.
Like, look at, like, that. You could buy a house back then for $100,000,
for $5.
Now it's like
a three bedroom.
A three bedroom was 1.5.
Yeah.
Million.
Tiny too. Falling apart.
Like what? Like I feel like the discrepancy between like the wage gap is so severe. It's literally like the upper class and then like lower class is just so far.
Yeah.
And there's like no middle class really anymore.
Yeah.
Which has gotten so crazy.
It has. The divide of wealth.
The divide has gotten so absolutely out of hand.
Yeah. COVID definitely separated that even more.
Even more.
So. It's just crazy to think about it all. But anyways, that's my tea.
Damn, that's some fucking tea right there.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. All right, well, let's get into our hot topics.
Okay, let's
get into the hot topics. Have you seen the video of Wendy Williams when she's the lips singing and she's like as the lips in the Masked Singer?
I have not. I feel like if I saw it, I'd be like, yeah.
You would know. It's like, it's very iconic. It's very funny, her as the Masked Singer. She's like, because you know the Masked Singer, they have to like sing. It's like a celebrity singing, but they're masked, so you don't know what they look like and they're trying to guess. So she's like, she does it one time and it's so fucking funny. And like what she says, just everything about it is just hilarious. I'm going to show you when
Wendy.
We're done. It's so
Wendy.
Good. It's so good. But let's go on to our first topic. What do we got? Trisha's pregnancy.
Baby number two. Congratulations, Trisha.
And having another child that's on the way.
I saw her TikTok on the way here, so we thought we would just mention it. But whenever she was like, the top caption on the TikTok was something like everyone announcing their pregnancies in 2024. And I was like, there's no way. There's no way she's going to announce. And then boop. She held up a pregnancy test. It was really cute. And
that is
she announced.
So wild. I mean, like I just think it's wild because it's like seeing someone who's been on YouTube for so long,
an
OG, having children now. It's just like, it makes you almost like grasp your own mortality more in a weird way.
It does.
You know, it's like more eye-opening. It's more awakening when you're seeing people around you that you've like seen in the industry for so long having children. You're like, oh, shit.
I think she loves like her babies and motherhood.
She loves her
like motherhood and like the whole shebang, which makes me so happy for her.
Yeah, totally. I think at least in my conspiracy, I feel like a lot of times when people have children, it changes them for like the good.
Yeah.
In some way. Like I really feel like the kids bring out like this like love that you didn't have before.
Yeah, I think they give a lot of perspective.
Yes, and they give you perspective.
Like on what's important. Mm-hmm. What is your priority? What do you care about?
What do you want in life?
I was talking to a woman on the beach before I got drunk in Italy, the beach club, the blackout day. Mm-hmm. So I was talking to someone and they just had one kid together. They were my age.
Uh-huh.
So I was 21 questioner. And she was like telling me that she was just saying like you have a lot of things to put perspective on. But when you have a kid, it takes up a lot of your time and priority. Mm-hmm. So like what you care about, like you get to kind of cut off all this stuff in your life that you naturally like.
What do people think of me?
I want to look cool. I want to be cool. I want to get these views or whatever, you know, maybe you're kind of a more surface level thing. You're so busy when you have a kid. It's like you don't even get to or want to worry about that stuff anymore. So she's like, it's kind of nice
to focus on other things
that are actually important.
Yes.
and peaceful things to focus on,
like your own child.
Yes, like yeah. Things like worrying about being cool or fitting in are not nice things to have priority in your
exactly.
life.
Exactly.
But a lot of people do, you know. So I think also that's why when people have kids, it changes them so much because you know, I don't know. I haven't had a kid myself, so I don't really know. But
I think that's just like more so like from the outside looking in, just from someone who's seen so many people in his life. Like they have kids. I've always seen like so many people like have really just changed for the better when they've had kids.
Me too.
I feel like to me, like I'm like, I bet Trisha has changed in her life in immense ways from having children, and probably she has so much more inner peace in some capacity. And
I think so.
There's different things. I feel like it just, it does, it brings this different kind of perspective on life in general.
Yeah.
That kids do bring. So the fact that she's having a second one, congratulations. That's so cool. And you know, more power to her on the mother front, because I'm sure that's very tough.
Oh my God.
I cannot even fathom having my own child. And I'm 32 and I can't even imagine.
I can imagine it for me, definitely, because I have like a very routine life mm-hmm. for the most part. Mm-hmm. And like, I've been married for nine years, mm-hmm. you know, stuff like that. I'm pretty settled down I'm more settled down now than I've ever been in my whole entire life.
For sure.
So in those ways, but I don't think you're ever like ready.
Ready.
Like 100%. Like, I don't know. Maybe some people are. I don't know. But anyways, I'm happy for them. Yeah, and I'm happy for really Trish cool. to grow her family.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, our next topic is a little more hairy. I want to shout out Spill Sesh because she deeply covered this and she did such a good job doing it. If you guys want to dive into the Casey Neistat documentary versus David Dobrik, it is quite
nuanced.
Nuanced. It's mm-hmm, deep. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of moving parts to it. Mm-hmm. But basically, Casey Neistat, I have been a fan of him since I was a big YouTuber. Like before I was a big YouTuber. Mm-hmm. Like he's so iconic. I love his work.
Very talented. Such a good cinematographer. He's just a great.
I remember I worked at Dick's Sporting Goods here for a little bit, and mm-hmm. a guy I worked with there was like, "Watch this guy's video. He's so sick." And he mm-hmm. showed me a Casey Neistat video.
Aw, and you're hooked.
And I was hooked.
Uh-huh. I feel like Casey back then was like the Mr. Beast of now.
He was.
In a weird way.
So like, when I was hooked, he was the Mr. Beast.
Yes, he was like the Mr. Beast of the time. Like, he was. You know? The millennial Mr. Beast.
He's the millennial Mr. Beast. So I was hooked. But anyways, Casey's a great filmmaker, and that's what he's known for. So he is very talented. Good friends with David Dobrik. He wanted to make a documentary on what he says is the brilliance of what David Dobrik did, from becoming a regular vlogger to basically a pretty big celebrity.
Yeah, like into the
And that's undeniable. He yeah. did.
Into like, the traditional that's media space.
Yeah, into the traditional media mm-hmm. space. So as he's putting all this time, effort in making this documentary, all the shit comes out on David,
With
the Dom situation, the SA situation, mm-hmm. and of course, with the Jeff situation, which was another big one. So mm-hmm. all this stuff's coming out.
While he's filming the documentary.
So Casey is like, I'm really, really, really good friends with David. That's why I wanted, one of his closest friends is what he says.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why he's like, I wanted to do this documentary because of that. But he's like, because this stuff has gotten so big, he's like, I can't leave it out of the documentary.
You can't come out with a documentary about David and not include the like rise and fall and ebbs and flows of someone's career.
Yeah.
That's online. That's so public. That's so out there.
So this is where, which by the way, I don't want to undercut David, I guess, because like, I feel like we get undercut too as influencers, mm-hmm. but Casey keeps saying he's so brilliant. He's so brilliant. And I was kind of low-key like, is he?
Or like, you're like, why?
Why is he so brilliant? He's a vlogger.
I think we get
undercut too. Like people totally. Are like, you're stupid. You don't know what you're doing. And it's like other people can't execute what we've done.
Totally. And the thing is, I think that for them, I think, you know, because of the vlogs, like he create, like I think the brilliance lies in the fact that he was able to create something out of nothing.
It's true.
Itself takes so much talent and time and so much that goes into it. And like him having his vlogs that like were a very specific amount of time. And like, it was very, you know,
he did something at his time that hadn't been done before.
Correct.
And that's part of the reason it got so big. So I guess there was a brilliance.
In that way.
Inventing your own area on the internet.
Own genre.
Like Mr. Beast is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I get where, because he keeps saying he's so brilliant. And I was literally like, he literally went behind a camera.
Totally.
Recording everybody else do the stupid mm-hmm. shit while he didn't do really much in the vlogs other than record it.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, so now Casey is kind of in a pickle because of all the stuff that came out on David. So he includes it in the documentary, but now David Dobrik will not speak to him
anymore.
And Casey talks about how much he loved David and how he's kind of shocked that like, because they were so close, he can't believe over this, like he wouldn't speak to him anymore. Like
he's surprised. Shocked, though?
I'm like, look at how David acts what he did to Jeff.
Come on, like why are you shocked?
What is Jeff and his friendship? If you notice, if you come between David and like what's going on, it does seem like he kind of tries to cut off immediately those people.
That's what it seems like.
So he's completely cut Casey off. So now Casey is not releasing the documentary to the public. He released it to the what?
It was like a
private showing.
Yeah, it was like a showing. But I forgot what it's
called.
It was
similar.
South by Southwest.
It was like a private showing by South. So we showed the documentary in a private showing.
People did see it.
But the public hasn't seen the documentary. Mm-hmm. And so I guess everybody's like in a big battle. Like, are you not showing it to protect David? Like, why are you
Yeah, like what's the point of you not showing it? Is it because like, you don't have somewhere to house it? You want to live somewhere?
He's
like,
claiming he doesn't have a network to pick it up yet. That's what he's claiming.
Got it. Instead of it being on his channel. He said that it deserved more than just being on his channel.
I could see that because totally, I know that if he made a documentary on something like this.
Damn, on my channel? I want that shit to be on Netflix.
Yeah, he wants it to be picked up by like a network. Yes. He doesn't want it to air on YouTube. He wants it to be traditional.
Mm-hmm. And I think that for him too, like because it's crazy because, you know, you kind of start to see like different sides to it because it's like Casey wants to be a good friend but wants to be honest.
Yeah.
Whereas... David's like, how could my good friend do that to me?
Yeah.
So it's kind of like, it's like, yeah, but he's just being honest about what's going on. But David's thinking like, oh, you betrayed me. I'm sure in my conspiracy, my allegedly. So it's like a very strange thing because it's like, he wants to be a good friend, but he doesn't want to lie for you either.
Also, how the fuck? It would be like them doing a full documentary on our career and leaving out the fact we were canceled. Come on.
It just wouldn't work.
It just wouldn't work.
It wouldn't work. Like, you'd have to include that. Like, it wouldn't
make sense, right? It's part of the origin story,
It's part of our villain story.
Like, it's part of us being villains. Like, I'm sorry, but it is. It's part of the
it's
journey.
It's part of our villain era.
It is.
The Joker and Harley Quinn are here. Like, what are you supposed to do?
If you haven't had a villain era, though.
Then what are you doing?
Honestly.
What the fuck are you doing?
Almost everybody's had a villain era. By 2023? You've at least kissed the sun once.
A touch. A lick.
Honey, we wrote on the sun.
Like this. We're so stupid.
Baby.
This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes. No, but honestly, though, it is very fascinating. So I wonder if it's going to be, I want to see it, to be honest. Like, I want to know what is in the documentary for it to be enough where, like, David's no longer friends with him and, like, them completely ostracize their friendship. Like,
yeah,
I'm intrigued now. Like, I've totally, like, I wonder if, you know, Casey going on Jeff's podcast or them talking about it. Like,
see, that's
is that press?
I was like, Casey going on Jeff's podcast and hashing out the fact that David cut him off and won't talk to me more. I definitely think. it's weird because Casey at the same time talks about how much he loves David.
Yes.
It's weird. So I'm like, but you going on his enemy's podcast and talking about how his reaction is, which is not good. It's like,
you want to have your cake and eat it too?
Yeah, like he's definitely never going to talk to you again for sure.
Oh, baby, at this point now, it's like you're going there.
So I was like, I don't know what the goal is. Like maybe he's just like deep down doesn't give a shit.
He's maybe he's just a press tour and he just wants to go on and he wants to talk about it now so maybe he can get picked up and it can be, you know, posted.
Used as something because yeah. It's like not going to be anything off his back. It's exposing David.
You know, people love a good podcast press tour.
Ooh.
People love a good podcast press tour.
That they do.
So I don't know. I think that's very, it's fascinating. I want to see it. I'm very intrigued. Do you think that it was fair for David to stop being friends with him?
It's a tough.
In David's mind.
In David's world. Listen, the thing is, I think the things David has done is wrong.
Correct.
So I think he would be crazy to think, Case, if you're getting a documentary made out of you, you'd be crazy to think that they're not going to include those things. Just like I was explaining, we'd be crazy to think someone would leave that out.
Right.
So it's like, I think his expectations are insane. That's what I just think. I think David's expectations for him to leave that out are insane. So for him to stop talking to him and have expectations on him cutting that out, I think he's crazy.
And I also think that there's a lot to it because he probably lives in a bubble.
Yeah.
In his own bubble with his friends and just people that are around him and his people. And like, I think he might have thought like, oh, well, this is my friend, so he's never gonna like
say anything bad or do anything to hurt my image.
But like, that's just not like the reality, especially if you're doing a documentary. It's supposed to be as like honest as possible.
Well, people aren't like, gonna respect his work if he leaves that part out of the documentary. Exactly. Casey knows that.
Yeah, and Casey is well respected.
It's either you put it in or trash the project. Exactly. Those are your options. Exactly. And like, it's technically no hair off Casey's back to put it in. Think about that. Yeah. So it's like,
I mean, he's like, baby, I'm the one making it.
It wasn't me who did all the bullshit.
It was you. You did it.
So it is a complicated situation. But yeah. Anyways, we'll see what else happens. That Lucas versus Chris.
Chris Appleton and Lucas got divorced.
How long were they married?
Like 6 months, girl.
Okay.
6 to 7.
An annulment.
It was not long. So Kim actually married them.
I love that for her.
And the fact that.
Let her marry.
It was aired on TV on their show. Days after it was aired, they divorced. So I really, in my conspiracy, in my mind, Chris was like, you're not going to get divorced publicly until we air the episode.
Oh.
In my mind, I think that they were like, no. We're going to have the episode air.
Let this ride out.
We're going to write it out.
We're going to have our moment aired.
And then you guys can get divorced publicly. But it was Chris who filed against Lucas.
Oh.
And the rumor mill was saying that Lucas had cheated on Chris.
I did see that rumor mill.
I saw that. So I'm very like, huh, is that true? What's the tea?
How long were they together before they got married? I feel like it was a very quick.
It
all felt very quick.
I think that this is the importance to, you know, be with your partner for a long, long time before maybe potentially getting married.
It's such a commitment. Was it a real marriage? Was it a licensed marriage?
It was because he filed for divorce.
Nevada?
Yes, because he, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, Well, they got married in Vegas, didn't
got
they?
Got it. Okay, I don't know. But it was like, Chris filed for divorce. So it was legal. They were legally married.
Interesting.
Do you think it was one of those things where it's like, let's just fucking get married?
I do.
Like, let's get fucked up and get married.
And Kim was like this, that would be so good for the show.
So good.
We'll take the PJ. We'll load it up.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas. I'll marry you guys for the show.
Another club.
I think that's probably.
Just like that too, Laura. It was just like that.
Iconic.
If you and Tyler got remarried,
I'd do it in Vegas.
I was gonna ask, where would you do it?
Vegas.
By like an Elvis? No, you know what I would do?
I want Kim to do it.
I know.
Kim, I'm gonna DM
Text her. I'm going to get my marriage license.
Thank you.
I want to get it where I can like marry someone, and I'm gonna marry you and Tyler again.
That we can do.
I think we can arrange that. I will be in a little outfit you need to be in.
Elvis.
I think I can pull off an Elvis outfit, to be quite honest, because I have the dark hair, the light skin. I can do it.
You could.
I could literally marry you guys.
And I
deserve to be there for it.
Would love that.
Like, the fact that you guys took it from me the first time, how dare you?
We did.
Do you like how I was like, I made it about me, like their marriage about me?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. How dare you guys get married without knowing me first?
It's okay.
Devastated.
We'll work through it. Imagine you there as like a flower girl in a pink dress with your shoulders out.
Me all big in my little dress.
A little tube top dress.
Oh, not a tube top. That'd be worse.
You're getting the tube top dress.
No, that would be so much fun. Have you guys ever thought about that, though? Actually renewing vows or anything?
You know, a lot of people ask us, would we? And we really haven't put much energy into it.
We have a lot of things going on.
I know. I think that's what it is. Top of the priority list. You guys, stop giving me opportunities. If I ever get bored, I'll start doing crazy shit again.
Yeah, honestly, don't. You guys, don't. Don't let her.
If I get bored.
Do not let her get bored. Yeah,
you guys are going to see some problems.
No, we can't be in drama again. We can't go through it again.
I'm going to start stirring the pot. I'm going to text somebody.
We're going to go in.
We're going to go in.
So don't let us get bored.
Okay.
It's spooky.
It's spooky.
Spooky, ooky, kooky. And our last topic for the night is the actor's strike being over. Good. Good for them.
I know.
Honestly, I'm glad that it's over. I'm glad that it's done. I have several actor friends who have just been like honestly going through the gigs.
Oh my gosh.
For the past several weeks, several months.
And they've put all this work into movies and shows that can't air.
Oh, and like now it's like finally people are doing like carpets again and they're actually doing press for things. And it's like, I didn't know that with like the SAG, like the strike, that they couldn't even like promote anything. They couldn't talk about any projects they've done. Like couldn't do anything to do with like traditional media, kind of like TV and film.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. But now it's over. So apparently like they made a deal.
Couldn't even dress for Halloween.
I mean, they couldn't, but they did.
That was silly.
That was stupid.
Yeah. They took it too far.
Stupid.
They took it too far.
That was, you took it way too far. Like, that's not that big of a deal. But I feel like now that they've finally come to a census, mm-hmm. a conclusion, mm-hmm. and people are starting to work again. Like, there's productions happening, movies are releasing, there's carpets.
There's more, way more that goes into movies and TV shows than just rich actors. There are so many behind the scenes people who have lost out on their money and their jobs and their careers because of this. So this is bigger than just feeding a bunch of millionaires. No, you know what I mean? Because that's what people say a lot. But I'm like, guys, there is like so assistance and production and wardrobe and makeup and cameras. Like literally that's so hard for all these families and people involved in the behind the scenes because they hurt too.
Mm-hmm. No, honestly, it was crazy. And like, I think the writer's strike is also over. So I think it's the actors and writer's strike are both over now. And it's nice that they finally come to a thing. I wonder what, I'm so curious as to like what the agreement is. Like, is it like now that are the actors going to get residuals from streaming?
That would be nice.
Streaming services. But how are they going to do that?
These streaming services are rich.
Oh, they're rich as fuck. But the thing is, how are they going to divvy out?
They sure were able to divvy out Friends.
Yeah, but that's like different because that's like through like a network.
Like TV show?
Yeah, it's on actual TV. So it's like, because the streaming services, you pay for it.
Uh-huh.
They're not getting like this like ad. Like they're not. It's not coming from like an ad situation that's like on television.
It's coming from the monthly
payments. It's like the monthly payment is what the monthly payment is.
Yeah.
So it's like, is it going to chart? Is it like for example, is Netflix going to now raise their price another dollar to help pay for actors and residual? How much is Netflix now? Girl, it's like $15.
I think it's more.
No.
I literally think it's more.
Could be.
Let me Google.
No, Google
y'all, it. Y'all, this stuff has gotten so expensive.
It's getting expensive. And so I wonder if that's going to be a thing where it's like actors getting paid residual from the shows that they've done based off of the streaming amount per show.
It says with a premium subscription is $22.99.
No.
With a standard is $15.49. Apparently you can watch ads on Netflix for $6.99. Oh. And they have a lot of things you can't watch if you have that one because they have license and restrictions and titles that are not accessible.
They're not Netflix exclusives.
You're going to get the crumbs for $6.99 plus ads.
Got it.
So you get to watch, basically with standard, you get to watch everything. And I guess premium, you get to watch everything with no ads. I don't know. But it's somewhere up between $22 and $15 a month.
Damn.
And that's
just Netflix, by
the way.
That's
just one.
That's not Disney. That's not, or Disney Plus. That's not Hulu, that's not, you know, all the others,
Prime, HBO, Amazon Max.
You know, those are all losing money. Did you know that?
No.
Yes, those I think Netflix is the only one that's actually like made money. Disney lost like $1 billion. HBO has lost hella money.
How they're producing too much and not enough people are signing up for subscriptions?
I think so.
Whoa, like I didn't know that.
And they're not having as much people sign. But I think a lot of the stuff that they're making is trash.
God.
Stop making fucking trash and maybe we will start subs.
Isn't that true? There is a lot of stuff that we could have went forever without making it.
You didn't need it. Mm-hmm. Like, they were unnecessary.
They're going to have to do some low-budget content, unfortunately. Yeah, these subscription companies are.
There is low-budget content. It's called YouTube.
It's called our channel. Our channel. That's a clip.
It's called YouTube, of course. But I'm just glad that the strike is over. I'm glad that people are able to get back to work.
Me too.
Do their thing. I'm really, really happy for that because that was such a hard thing. And I had a lot of friends that were going through the gigs that were struggling. Yeah. They're like, I need to find another job. Like, I need to, like, trying to do, and to literally get any job possible just to have money to survive, like, in Los Angeles, because it's such an expensive city to live in.
It is. It's really tough out here.
It's tough in these streets, poor guys.
And that is it for this episode of Full Coverage. So we hope you guys enjoyed our little bit of a slightly shorter episode, a mini rapid fire. Don't forget to comment down below your peaks and pits of the week.
I want them to comment
what
they think Trisha's child's name is going to be.
Please.
Because, you know, like this one, the one that she has right now is named Malibu.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think the new child's
name
is?
What if it's a boy?
Ken.
Ken!
Wouldn't that be sickening? Like, if it was
Barbie
Ken?
And Ken.
Barbie and Ken.
I like that.
I think Ken would be so freaking cute.
Yeah, Barbie
But would
and
it be
Ken.
Too, like, on the nose?
Oh, it could be.
Could be.
It
but
could
I think
be predictable.
Ken, that's my
know?
Prediction is Ken. Something okay. with Ken, if it's a boy.
All right, you guys put down your predictions
yeah,
down below.
Hear. I'm curious.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Bye, you guys. Happy holidays.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.